This program is a paid commercial announcement from Jacob Media Partners and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management. Today's program is pre-recorded.
There are so many choices when it comes to selecting the right financial institution. Start with the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. We're right here in your city. We're also the official credit union of Temple University, and anyone who lives, works, worships, and studies in Philadelphia can open an account with convenient locations throughout our city of brotherly love. Also online at pfcu.com with free online and mobile banking. We're not here for our profit, here for yours. Federally insured by NCUA.
We've never experienced a year like 2020. A deadly pandemic, political division, social unrest, natural disasters. Yet, we're still here, and now so are the holidays.
Hi, I'm John Dougherty. May this holiday season bring you joy and peace. May 2021 be a better year for all of us. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy and healthy new year.
Happy Holidays from IBEW Local 98.
Free speech lives here. Talk Radio 1210. WPHT. WPHT HD. WOGL HD3. Philadelphia. A radio.com station. Now, from the Malamut and Associates Law Studios, it's good news in real estate. If you're a homeowner, if you're selling a home, or perhaps purchasing a home or vacation property, welcome to our home. It's good news in real estate, presented by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union.
Your host for the next radio hour, the mortgage mom, Deanne Kitsaris, along with real estate veteran and owner-operator of the Philadelphia Real Estate Classes,
Mark Cumberland. Your real estate education starts right now. It's good news in real estate, presented by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union.
All right, good morning. Get ready to laugh and learn here on Good News in Real Estate on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm here, Mark Cumberland, with my co-host, the mortgage mom, Deanne Kitsaris. How are you, Deanne?
I have never been better, Mark.
After a big Christmas, I know you had a big great Christmas.
Yeah, I had one.
So,
not this year.
And I'm glad everybody had a great holiday, and we're looking forward to the new year. Thank God, and we're very excited to hear be talking to you every week at 9 o'clock on 1210. If you want to ask us a question about commercial, residential, mortgages, give us a call. My number is 267-266-5501. What's your number, Deanne?
My number is 609-605-7153.
We're here just to keep you informed, help in any way we can. I got some interesting questions from the audience this week. Some guys were in some really difficult situations, and they called us up. So I helped them out. And you can listen to this show and other shows at our webpage, goodnewsinrealestate.com, or at WPHT's website also. So what's coming up today, Deanne?
Coming up on today's show, Mark, we have the market report.
Yes.
We have our business tips with asking Dr. A. And I believe we're continuing with dealing with stress during the COVID.
I'm not sure about that.
All right. Well, let's do dealing with puppies in the house during COVID. Yeah. How's that? We also have Mark's funny story.
Got one for you.
We also have our mortgage mom topic,
which is
what not to do after you've applied for your mortgage.
All right.
That's Mark, we also, it is a good one and very much needed. We also have our questions. The homes we're interested in are listed by different realtors. Do I have to contact them or will my realtor show the home? The next question is, what obligation does the listing agent have once she has an offer on a short sale and the seller owner has signed off on it?
All right.
Next question. I'm 47. I never had a credit card, no credit. My father passed away and left his house. How do I buy his home? Next question is looking to buy a foreclosed auction home as a primary residence. How do I get a loan first so I have the cash? Aren't home loans based on property?
It's a good question.
And we also have our topic of the day, Mark, which is how to avoid home buyer's remorse.
Yes.
I'm not going there. But first, give us your motivational quote.
And the motivational quote is, the dream is free. The hustle and the planning is sold separately. Just like a few Christmas gifts I just bought.
Wow, that's
batteries come separately. No, but you know, the one thing though about that quote is, You have to be able to see it or you can't get there. That's the one thing about the dream. Whatever the dream is, if you can't visualize it, you can't get there. So where are we at?
I like it. Very philosophical going into the new year.
I'm telling you, I'm getting more philosophical all the time.
All right, Mark, we are up to the market report.
And there is the bell. But before we do the market report, me and you, I sent you an email about our friend Jimmy O'Connor, the police sergeant that was fatally killed this year, was a good friend of me and Deanne's. And Tunnel to Towers Foundation, which is a great organization. I actually looked into them and did some research because, you know, some groups are good and some are not. But they took care of the O'Connor's family mortgage for them. So the wife and the kids don't have to worry about paying for that house. I thought that was very touching and very appropriate.
Unbelievable.
Because Jimmy was such a good guy. I think I hired Jimmy. Jimmy was a real estate agent, too. And I think when he first got his license back in 2003, he worked for me at Weikert way back when. And he was a great guy. I coached him for a year. I helped him hire an assistant one time. We were good friends. And he was on SWAT, and he used to do real estate part-time and made good money.
And yeah, he was an amazing guy. Amazing guy.
That was a shock. He had just got back from vacation when all that happened, and I'm really happy for the family that they took care of that because he deserved it. He was a good guy. So our best wishes go out to the O'Connor family. And if they ever need anything, they can always call us because we will help.
Without a doubt.
All right. So let me get to this market report. So we had all these challenges in 2020. Well, there's a few challenges, right? The real estate market has done well. Purchasers continue to take advantage of these historically low rates. While winter may used to be a typically slow season in real estate, that's over. These low inventories do with the high demand. You know, the buyers are out there. They're just like having problems finding houses. Actually, as of today, Deanne, we're at the lowest number I ever saw in MLS. 3,600 homes for sale in Philadelphia at a 676,000. That's the lowest number I ever saw.
It's under
4,000.
It's unbelievable, Mark. I sound like a broken record, but the number of people that I have pre-approved, ready to purchase, just keeps climbing. And
I think we should just build a development for all 100 of them.
That would be nice. You know why? Yeah, let me call.
Build 100 houses and take care of all your clients.
Yeah, there you go. It's a great idea.
Yeah, call a builder.
We'll call Nick. We'll call Nick.
He'll call Nick up. We'll find a piece of ground and we'll get everybody in one place.
It'll be a great.
Then you could have some really good pool parties, man. Anyway, so back to this. However, the challenge in the industry running into the winter is this available supply. But, you know, 21 is going to be a banging year. And historically, things will change. We go through cycles and stuff will come back on the market. Eventually, I think it's going to take a while before we get any kind of real inventory. But, you know, if you're a seller, you're in a driver's seat. You're really in the driver's seat. If you're in the buyer, though, you're also in a pretty good seat. You might be in a passenger seat, but you got great rates. It's probably the best time ever to buy. And there's all kinds of programs. You call Deanne, she'll hook you up. But make sure you got a good agent and go into this thing with your eyes wide open and don't be trying to negotiate your way down because that's not going to work. You probably have to go in full price or above and make sure you really negotiate strongly. Come from strength. You know, this is not the time to mess around. So anyway,
speaking of strength,
the market's good.
The market's great. And speaking of strength, I mean, the rates are still amazing. You're looking at a 30-year conventional fixed mortgage from anywhere from 2.5% to 2.625%. Now, again, remember that this is credit score driven. Your FHA, 2.625%. For an FHA loan, 2.625%.
You can't beat that.
You can't beat it. Your 15-year fixed is 2.625 as well. So, again, I say it every week. Call me to refi. We'll take a look at the statement. We'll do an analysis, and we'll see if it's a win-win for you. Give me a call at 609-605-7153.
You know what? My band Kicks, we practiced on Saturday, and we were just messing around, and the bass player started playing, and the drummer started playing Papa Was a Rolling Stone. And we did a version, the Kicks version of Papa Was the Rolling Stone. And in the song, there's a line, and all he left us was alone. I thought all he left us was alone. No, it was all he left us was a loan. L-O-A-N. He left them with a loan.
Oh,
I never knew that till I looked at the lyrics.
There you go.
But, you know, you got to pay them loans off, man. So anyway, there's some great rates. So with that, you're listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Really positive all the time. And we are very excited today. So I'm looking forward to a good show. We'll be right back.
On behalf of the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union, we hope you're enjoying Good News in Real Estate with Deanne Katsaris and Mark Cumberland. The Philadelphia Federal Credit Union, not here for our profit, here for yours. Deanne and Mark will have more after the break and this message from Debt Free Living. Learn more at WeHateDebt.com.
All right, welcome back to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, all positive, all the time. So where are we at, Deanne?
Mark, we are up to your funny story.
I got one for you. So this realtor, Sam, walks into his broker's office. I just heard one of these stories, actually a true one. And he said to this broker, he goes, sir, he goes, I know the economy's great and real estate's a little tough because there's no market, no inventory or nothing. But I've been like really loyal to you. And I think I deserve a raise. And, you know, I got all these companies calling me. You know, so I'm respectfully asking for a raise. I think I deserve a better split on my commissions. After a few minutes of haggling, the broker finally agrees to add 5% to his commission split. And Sam happily gets up to leave, you know, because he just made 5% more on every deal. By the way, the boss says, Sam, he goes, getting up, he goes, which companies have been calling you? He goes, oh, the electric company, the water company, the phone company. So he got away with it.
That's great. That's great.
Hey, because if you don't ask, the answer's
no.
Exactly.
If you have a funny story you'd like to hear on our show, send it to 8029 at comcast.net or give us a call at 267-266-5501.
And now it is time for the Mortgage Mom segment with Deanne Katsaris from Green Tree Mortgage. And her topic today is the do's and don'ts after applying for a mortgage.
Great topic. Great way to end out the year. I usually send, when I send a pre-approval, Mark, I usually send this as a flyer, you know, just giving everybody the do's and don'ts of what not to do. And most of the time, people don't even realize what they can and cannot do once they've been pre-approved.
No, they get all excited, and then they do all kinds of crazy things.
I have a mutual associate friend of ours that is in the middle of doing a refi right now, and they want to purchase a car.
Yeah.
So, you know how that goes.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I am sure he's listening, so please do not purchase the car yet.
Yeah, don't go all shopping right. For furniture and none of that stuff.
Exactly. So once you've found the right home and you've applied for a mortgage, there's, you know, some key things that you want to keep in mind before you close. So no doubt about it, you're excited about the opportunity to decorate your new place. But before you make any large purchases, move any of your money around, or make any major life changes, you have to give me a call. I need to know what's going on. So when I've pre-approved you, you know, I can let you know how that's going to impact your home loan and the final decisions that you're going to make. So just real quick, I'm going to go through a couple of these items, which again, you know, you can never keep in front of you enough. People need to know exactly what and what not to do. So The main one is don't deposit cash into your bank account before you speak with your lender, because we need to be able to source that money and show where it's coming from. And if you deposit a large deposit and we can't trace it, we're not going to be able to use that as money for your closing. And it could really be detrimental to the purchase itself.
All right.
You don't want to make any large purchases like a new car or furniture for your new home. And I mean, basically you're buying furniture for a home that you don't own yet. So let's wait till you go to closing. New debt comes with new monthly obligations, and those new obligations create new qualifications. So people that have, you know, high debt to income ratio, if they go and apply for a new loan or take out new credit, that could make them no longer eligible to qualify.
That's right.
The other thing
I always watch out when I get a call from a buyer and they said, you think we could get back in the house? And this is always a clue. For what? Well, we'd like to do some measurements. For what? Well, we want, you know, they're planning on shopping for furniture. I'm like, no, we're going to hold off and listen to Deanne Katsaris and not do anything stupid before we close.
You also don't want to co-sign for any other loans for anyone. When you co-sign, you're obligated. With that obligation, again, comes higher ratios as well. Even if you promise you won't be making any of the payments, we still have to count that as your debt-to-income ratio.
That's right. That's going to show in your report.
You also don't want to change bank accounts because, remember, we need to source and track your assets. And that task is significantly easier when there's consistency among your accounts. So before you transfer any money, you definitely want to talk to us. This one kind of goes without saying, but it actually doesn't. And that's don't apply for any new credit. It doesn't matter whether it's a new credit card or a new car. When you have your credit report run by organizations in multiple financial channels, whether it's mortgage, credit, auto, your FICO score, which is what is determining your eligibility for the purchase, will be impacted. And low credit scores can determine your interest rate and even your total eligibility for the approval.
And then you don't get that under 3 number.
Right. The other thing is, you know, when people sign on the dotted line, they really, when they sign that agreement of sale, they want to pay off all their collections, close their credit cards, and that's one of the most detrimental things you can do. So many buyers believe that having less available credit will make them less risky and more likely to be approved. That's wrong. It's a major component of your score, which is the length and depth of your credit history. So as opposed to just your payment history, your total usage of credit and percentage available to credit. Closing accounts has a negative impact on both of those and are detrimental to your score.
And the only problem that agents run into sometimes, our audience, I wish we could get to everybody in Philadelphia, but our audience occasionally, before they contact a realtor and look on Zillow and all the sites at houses, figure, ooh, we'll get rid of a bunch of those credit cards, and then their scores. Like, if one payoff is what, like 75 points if you close a card?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So imagine if you have 2 or 3 cards. I had this problem a while back, and I told them twice, do not pay off credit cards, and the one paid 3 of them down to 0, and paying them down to 0 had an impact. Not even closing them. Yeah. So, but, you know, not everybody takes advice. So.
Yeah, and you know what? Don't Google it. Don't ask Uncle Harry. Pick up the phone. I'm always available. I just had somebody contact me today that said she wasn't ready to purchase because with her low credit score at a 645, her interest rate would be in the 400s. So ask the experts, right? We give out our phone number throughout the whole show. We're available. Don't hesitate to ask, because if you don't ask,
the answer is no. And at 640, they're in good shape.
They are in good shape. And Mark, that qualifies them for an FHA loan with 3.5% down at an interest rate of 2.625%. So. Yeah.
I am just itching for that interest rate. right. So that they were some great rates, and that was a great topic.
It was a great
good
topic.
Good advice. If you don't, if you're thinking about buying and you're not sure, call Deanne. What's your number, Deanne?
My number is 609-605-7153.
She'll sum it all up for you, and you won't have any problems, and things will go smooth. All right. So that was a very good segment. So with that, you're listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, all positive, all the time. We'll be right back.
Deanne and Mark are halfway through this week's edition of Good News in Real Estate, presented by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. Not here for our profit, here for yours. When the show returns, more real estate news from around the Delaware Valley.
Hi, I'm Joe Krause. May you enjoy the spirit of this holiday season, and may 2021 bring you a year of hope and peace. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy and healthy New Year.
Happy Holidays from Jacob Media Partners.
All right, welcome back to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, all positive, all the time. So where are we at, Deanne?
Mark, we're up to our question and answer segment.
All right. So and what's the first one?
First question is, the homes we're interested in are all listed by different realtors. Do I have to contact the realtor that lists a home?
No, you don't have to. But see, this is the thing I always bring up about these realtors. They might have probably had a realtor or an agent in the past, and the agent don't stay in touch with them. So now here they are, 5 years later, riding around, looking at signs, and they call that realtor. Do they have to? No. You could call your realtor and say, I saw a house, but they haven't heard from this realtor. He sent them a postcard, a calendar, an Eagle schedule, a bunch of emails, which they didn't read, but he never called them. So they never used the same. Just so the audience knows, majority buyers and sellers never use the same agent twice. Now, agents won't tell you that. They say, oh, my buyers come from referrals. And I'm like, yeah. When's the last time you called them all? What do you mean? But no, you don't have to use the guy on the sign or the girl on the sign with the fancy picture and all that. You can call your agent, and your agent can set up that showing.
And again, the client, the buyer should know that. Well, it needs to be explained.
Even if they bought a house before, they don't remember anything. What they remember was a bunch of little details, a small group of details, and then a bunch of fog, and then they signed, and somebody gave them a key. That's what they remember from their last purchase. And you got to educate them all over again. Like, that's your topic today. You got to re-educate somebody that bought a
house.
Because they'll do it again. All right, what's the next one?
All right, the next question is, what obligation does the listing agent have once she has an offer on a short sale and the seller or the owner has signed off on it?
Well, first of all, there's not too many of these going on right now. Now, if you listen to the news, they try to make it look like there are a bunch of foreclosures going on, but that forbearance thing is dropping like really rapidly, because the economy is not in as bad a shape as everybody thinks it is. But once a short sales can be a little complicated, because banks don't really care about the dates. Like, they kind of operate at their own speed. So the agent that actually put the offer in, it's up to their job to stay in touch with this bank.
Right.
And certain banks handle short sales well, and other banks are terrible at it. And you could have some settlement date in February, and they could care less. And when they get it to their, on their pile on their desk, and they finally say, I had one. Remember that one I had about 2 years ago? And they finally called me up about 9 months later and said, we're all ready to go. I said, who's this? And they told me who it was. I said, they bought a house like 6 months ago.
Oh, my God.
What, you mean they don't want to buy? I was like, well, we got to wait forever for you guys? Yeah, so the agent, I always ask what bank it is, because certain banks are not good at short sales.
At short sales,
and there's not many short sales going on right now anyway. There's always some, but the foreclosure rate nationwide is around just over 3%. even though the public thinks in 08 it was like 50%.
Right.
It was not. It was 5%. So the doom and gloom media, which I cannot stand. Anyway, don't get me started. What's the
we
next
won't.
One?
We're not getting you started. All right, question number three. I'm 47.
Same age as me.
Yeah. I'm 47, never had a credit card, no credit. My father passed away and left his house. How do I buy a house?
You call Deanne, and she works you through this, and she gets you to get a couple credit cards to start building some credit, and you get a plan with her, and probably take, what, I guess, what, 4 or 5 months?
Yeah, you need at least 6 months if you're going to get the secured credit card.
And then finally, you'll have some credit. You know, credit.
So, yeah.
No credit's worse than bad credit. Bad credit, at least you got up to the plate. You took a swing. You struck out. Things didn't work out. No credit. You didn't even get in the game. Like, you didn't even take a pitch. Like, nah, coach, I don't really want to go in.
Well, the other thing with, I mean, I agree with you, Mark. And the other thing that you can do is you can apply for a secured credit card, and then you can have somebody add them to their credit card as an authorized user. And that's going to give you credit right away. Now, will it run through, desktop underwriting? It depends. It depends on what their assets are. It depends on what, their actual debt to income ratio is. Our godson just turned 18 years old, just had a big conversation with him about credit. And the cool thing is I can't say it. No, he doesn't. He won't listen. It'll be, never mind. Anyway, we got him a secured credit card for Christmas and, some instructions on how to build credit and obtain wealth. So
that's
good. I'm excited about that.
How old is he?
He just turned 18.
Oh, 18. All right.
But he's been working. He's got a bank account.
Abby's got a bank account, and she gets dividend checks. And she's been bugging me for a credit card, but she's only 11.
She's just going to be...
You can work that whole problem out for these people.
Right, absolutely.
All right, what's the next one?
All right, the next question is, looking to buy a foreclosed or auctioned home as a primary residence. How do I get a loan first so that I have the cash, and aren't home loans based on the property?
Yeah, that's a little tougher one because, banks, you can get what you can,
well,
you could pre-approve them at a certain rate, a certain number. Say you approve them for $300,000.
So, Mark, this is actually, this is kind of like an auctioned house is different. Auction, just like sheriff, you're showing up with a bag of cash, right? You're showing up with a bag of cash. They're not going to accept, here's my pre-approval. That's not happening. On a foreclosed property, certainly you can get a mortgage on it, and more than likely it's going to be a conventional loan because I'm sure if it's foreclosed, it's going to need some repairs, and it might not meet the FHA requirement. So it's going to be conventional loan. Right now, a lot of lenders have taken the rehab loan off the table, so that's not going to be available to them. But that doesn't mean it's not coming in the future, just not happening right now.
And a sheriff sale, like some of the sheriff sales, you put down a certain percentage of money, and then you have
exactly
30 or 60 days to come up with the rest of the money.
Right.
That goes by township and county and all that stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But,
so again, foreclosed, auction, completely different. But is the loan based on the property? Absolutely.
Yes.
If they're taking out a mortgage, yes. Otherwise, you go to the bank and, you apply for an unsecured loan and, see how that goes.
All right. They were good questions.
They were good questions. And Mark, coming up next is going to be our topic of the day, and that's how to avoid home buyer's remorse.
All right. So with that, you're listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. All positive, all the time.
Good News in Real Estate with Deanne Katsaris and Mark Cumberland is proudly being provided by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. Not here for our profit, here for yours. Deanne and Mark will have more in a moment, but first, a message from one of our home team partners, Greentree Mortgage. How much do you qualify for? Ask Deanne now at mortgagemom.net.
All right, right, welcome back to Good News in Real Estate here on 1210 WPHT, all positive, all the time. Merry Christmas, everybody out there. So where are we at, Deanne?
Mark, we are up to our topic of the day, and that is how to avoid buyer's remorse.
Do you get buyer's remorse?
Well, I didn't actually go through with it, so I'm going to say apparently.
You had seller's remorse.
Yeah. No, I don't get buyer. The only buyer's remorse I have is probably on my car that I just got.
I thought you liked the new one. I thought you got rid of it.
It's all right. I don't know. I mean, I bought it. I bought it in March, and I've probably driven it, what, 10, 11 times?
Yeah.
Because there's nowhere to go.
Yeah, really, that's been... Mileage is low. But people get this, and everybody gets it to some extent. It's just some people get it really bad. Like I had the dirt lady story. One, we'll tell it again one day. That was the worst case I ever saw of it. But everybody gets it a little bit. It just affects people differently. And I always tell my buyers, once they got the deal closed and it's all executed and now we're going forward, that they're going to get remorse. They're going to be sitting at home because they're probably, if they do a home inspection, they're going to get to see the house again at least once there. If they don't do a home inspection, which is happening right now in this market, people are avoiding a home inspection just to win the deal because the sellers think that's less hassle. That's actually going on, which is a bad idea. And then what they do is they tell them to buy a home warranty in case something is wrong. That's going on. But they're going to get it. And remorse is, like, I get it. Like, my last truck, when I got in a truck, as I pulled out of the Ford dealer and I was riding up the street, I was like, should I have done this? And then by the time I hit the light, it was over, you know. But some people get it, and then they go home, and they bought this house. And they're sitting around thinking about it, and what if this, and what if that? And it can get out of control. And I used to joke around with my clients and tell them, listen, every time you start thinking like that, like I have a conversation with them after they won the deal. I tell them you're going to get buyer's remorse. And most of them say, no, we're not. We love this house. I said, you're going to get it. You're going to start thinking about it. Or Uncle Harry's going to bring something up. What about this? And what about that? And your friends are going to like throw doubt. And I said, every time that happens, just eat an M&M. And then they laugh. But they remember that. And then that helps lessen the buyer's remorse because it's going to creep into your mind. You're making the biggest purchase of your life, and your agent took you to the house. You walk through the house. How long is the usual showing? 15, 20 minutes tops. And then you came out of this house. You decided to buy it. At least if it was like a car and you were like a high C, like Dr. Abelson talks about personalities, you could go back to the car dealership and take it for like 30 or 40 test rides before you pull the trigger. On these houses, you take a tour of a house, maybe you ride by one more time, but most of the time you're making a decision, and especially in this market. So if there's no home inspection, you don't see this thing again until the final walkthrough. So you're going to get some remorse. So how do you avoid it is you think about the things that you really, it means to you. Does the home include the most important things on your list? What qualities made that house stand out from the other ones? In the beginning, did you find many houses that met your needs? Can you back out of this contract if something goes wrong? Is it realistic to think you'll find a house that's better than this one? And what was so special about this house just a few days ago that has changed now? And I've had this happen with buyers that, like, all of a sudden we changed our mind after they signed the contract. Well, wait a minute. You signed a legal contract. When you wrote this, this is supposed to hold up in front of your honor in court. You know, you can't just, like, change your mind because you got cold feet. Now, if you really made a bad decision or some serious thing happens in the family, I've had them cases where then I went to the seller and tried to work things out. But buyer's remorse, everybody gets it. You're going to get it on something. Like, you know, I can't remember. Last time I got it was probably a guitar or something where I wasn't sure about it, but...
I find that really hard to believe.
But... But like, I don't second guess myself too much. I always look at, see, because I'm a high D, And the majority of the population, probably 90%, are S's and C's. So it's like they're the ones that overthink things. And you're going to get a little remorse. And if you have a good agent, they should bring this topic up to you, that you're going to get it. And most of the people, when I tell them you're going to get it, they laugh. They go, oh, no, we don't. We love this house. And then they go sit at home, and maybe they're not closing for 45, 60 days, and they're thinking about this and thinking about it. And then or they see something else online, and they go, oh, you know, who knows what brings it on. I'm not a good example.
And I also think you'd be like, suck it up. You love this house in the beginning. Not sure what the problem is. You know, that sweet, you know, that sweetness comes out of you.
The warm and fuzzy stuff, man.
That's right. I'm trying to get warm and fuzzy.
But it's like, you know, most of the time, they'll be happy if you just kind of talk them down off the fence. Because there's a reason that they picked this house. And they signed this contract and got pre-approved. They went through all that.
Right.
So anyway.
Good topic, Mark.
You're going to get it. Don't worry about it. Most of the time, it always works out. And you know what? I believe in hand of fate and karma. So if it's meant to happen, it's going to happen. Where are we at, Deanne?
So, Mark, we are up to our segment with Dr. A. And today we're going to talk about dealing with stress over the holidays.
Dr. A, how are you?
I'm doing fine, guys. How are you guys?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, all right. So talk about this, because we're all dealing with this little issue of not getting to be with our friends and family.
Well, with Christmas a couple of days ago, a lot of the boredom or a lot of the concern or a lot of just feeling alone or the loss of not being with family, you know, kicks in. And the same thing's going to happen New Year's Eve, you know, but for different reasons, because everybody's used to celebrating and being with all kinds of friends and things of that nature. So the issue becomes, you know, how do the different styles deal with it? It's interesting that the hardest hit really are going to be the people who are the eyes. Okay, because they love to interact with other people, and they love to talk, and they love to get together. They're probably the ones that are going to talk about having a champagne, you know, get together over the internet for New Year's Eve, and then you have the S's who are into family and relationships. So that's really important to them as far as they're concerned. So they're the ones that are going to have the most difficult. The C's aren't going to be that concerned about it because there's not that going to be that much of an issue for them, and the D's will just poo-poo it and say, well, it's just the way it is. It is what it is. All right, so how do the I's and the S's deal with it? Well, you may have the opportunity of having family. You can still have a celebration with the people that you live with, you know, so you can plan something special there. You can reminisce past New Year's. You can think about, you know, what is going to be happening later on, in the year. People, you can talk about different issues or different aspects of what's happening, or you could create some type of game where you actually get on the internet and talk to friends and have like a tag match or something like that.
Yeah, do a Zoom.
Absolutely. Do a Zoom, go to meeting, you know, WebEx, you know, whatever technology you're using, you know, Google has its own technology. There's all these opportunities, you know, to do it. But if you are with somebody else, this is the best time, whether you're D-I-S or C, to just reconnect with them. Because the past year has just been really stressful for just about everybody. You know, some businesses are doing fantastic, all right, so it's been stressful because they have all that opportunity and they're trying to keep up with it. Some businesses have been decimated. A lot of people are out of jobs. So it's the best time to just reconnect, no matter what your behavioral style is.
I know. Every time I go to a restaurant, I leave a really big tip. Like shockingly large tips that the waitresses go, you didn't have to do that. I said, yes, I did. Because like most of the unemployed is in the restaurant and bar industry. And they never mention that. They just say unemployed. They never mention who they are. That's the majority of them. And they're killing them. And they're fighting back. But that Zoom thing's a good idea. I never did shots on a Zoom meeting. You, Deanne?
Actually,
well,
I mean,
what you can do too is you can send wine, you know, a sampling of wine to friends, you know, and then just talk about the wine over the Zoom meeting. I mean, there's all kinds of neat stuff that you can do, and people are really bright. You can be creative and come up with some neat stuff. So if you're one of the ones that have been really successful, you know, use some of that cash, you know, and buy some friends some rounds or some shots or you know, some type of liquor.
A bottle of champagne. Do a toast. Yeah.
Yeah, well, definitely. I'm definitely going to do that. I'm going to call them up, and I got Zoom and look. At least we'll be able to see them all.
Do a drive-by. Yep. Drop it out on the front step. That's a great idea.
Oh, that's a great idea.
There you go. All right, doctor. So we'll see you next week before the new year, and tell everybody how to get a hold of you.
It's real easy. It's just Abelson, A-B-E-L-S-O-N, at A-B-E-L-S-O-N.net.
All right, very good. All right.
Thank you, Dr. A. Happy New Year.
All right, Happy New Year, doctor.
Happy New Year to you guys.
All right, if you have any questions, you can email them to Mark at 8029@comcast.net or give him a call at 267-266-5501. You can also email me at DeanneKitsaris@comcast.net or give me a call at 609-605-7153.
I want to thank all of our sponsors, especially Philadelphia Federal Credit Union, for sticking with us for 10 and a half years. We're looking for a couple new sponsors if you want to join our show in 2021. And we'll be here every week to keep you informed. And we might be actually moving to a new time slot, Ms. Katsaris. So with that, have a great week. I'm Mark Cumberland.
I'm Deanne Katsaris, your mortgage mom.
You've been listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. All positive.
All the time.
Thanks for listening to Good News in Real Estate, a Jacob Media production. If you're interested in learning more about the power of the radio hour, contact Joe Kraus at 267-261-3428. This program is a paid commercial announcement and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management. Today's program has been pre-recorded.
When we make a profit, you see it. Better rates, fewer fees, and we give back to the community all the things that you want from a financial institution. Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. Not here for our profit, here for yours.